This is Senator Al Simpson. Federal insurance requirements for underground storage tanks are driving thousands of small gas station owners down the road to bankruptcy. Will Ted Kennedy help us detour around the wreckage and help ease the pain? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the problem of cleaning up contamination from these leaking tanks is serious stuff. We worked to deal with the issue in Congress by having a required level of financial responsibility that gas station owners and other tank owners had to meet to provide for the cleanup. But now we're seeing a dandy of a problem. Some small businesses just can't handle the federal directive of having a $1 million worth of insurance to cover the cost of cleaning up leaks. It's no problem for the big boys, but the little guys nationwide are going belly up. Congress must help. We did it to them. Sure, we must make certain that contamination is cleaned up and future leaks prevented, but we must also be realistic. Small businessmen need our help here. Wouldn't you agree with me, Ted?
It's a problem, Al, but a bigger problem is you didn't mention any solution. For years, we ignored the pollution of leaking underground gasoline storage tanks. If drinking water is contaminated, the consequences are serious, since chemicals in gasoline cause cancer. The average filling station has 3 10,000-gallon tanks in the ground. The vast majority are old and rusting, accidents waiting to happen that can cost millions to clean up. It's not just the burden of insurance. New federal rules set timetables to repair old tanks. Thousands of mom-and-pop stations are feeling the pinch. One study says up to 41% could be squeezed out of business in the next 15 years. That's a big problem in small towns with only a single station. The best solution is state risk funds tailored to local needs to pool the financial burden. 25 states are already moving on this idea, Al. Check it out. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on civil rights for the 43 million Americans who suffer from disabilities. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.